Yerushalmi Trimuth corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Kufhei. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Zayin Mabeith at the beginning of the new Perek, the ninth Perek, with the Mishnev of Perek HaZoyreya. HaZoyreya Truma Shoigeg Yofach U'mezid Yekayim B'mevi'a Shlish Ben Shoigeg B'mezid Yekayim U'bepishtan Mezid Yofach. The Mishnah says if a person inadvertently planted Truma, he may uproot it. If it was intentional, he must leave it. If it had already grown a third of its full size, whether he had planted it inadvertently or intentionally, he must leave it. In the case of flax, if it was intentional, he must uproot it. V'chayeves b'leket v'shichah v'peyah, v'ani yisoh v'ani yikayhanim malaktim, v'ani yisoh moichim es shelahen l'ani yikayhanim b'demei trumah v'adomim shelahen. Growth from trumah seeds are obligated in leket, shichah and peyah, and poor Yisraelim and kayhanim may collect them, but poor Yisraelim sell them to poor kayhanim for the price of trumah, and the money then belongs to the Yisraelim. Rabbi Tarfon says that only poor Kehanim should collect, lest the poor Yisraelim accidentally put some in their mouths. Only Rabbi Kiva, Imkain, lo yilaktu ela tohoyu. And Rabbi Kiva said to Rabbi Tarfon, if so, only Torah people should collect. The growth from Truma seeds are also obligated in Maase and Maase Oni. Poor Yisraelim and poor Kehanim both take, and the poor Yisraelim sell it to the Kehanim for the price of Truma, and the money belongs to them. HaChayvet, Meshubach, V'adash, Ketzad Yase, Toile, Kefifois, B'tzavoy Behema, V'neisen Esecha, Me'oisa Amin, V'nimsa, Lo'izemim Esa Behema, V'leimachel Esa Truma. One who beat the produce to thresh it without the use of an animal is praiseworthy, but one who treads means he threshes with oxen in the regular fashion, what should he do? He should hang baskets on the necks of the animals to prevent them from eating the truma, and fill the baskets with the same produce as the truma, thereby not muzzling the animal, but also not having it eat truma. And the Gemara says, HaZoreh truma sheyig yufach chulei, lemestavra dolei chilufin. The Gemara asks that the Mishnah taught that if a person inadvertently planted truma, he may uproot it, and if it is intentionally he has to leave it. Well, isn't the opposite more logical? Konsabai shedivat al sadeo agav truma. The answer is if it was intentional, they penalized him that all of his field should be truma, and he's not permitted to plant chulin there. Rabbi Shmuel bar Avdimi boy, Moshe he neeman lo memezit hayisi. Rabbi Shmuel bar Avdimi asked, is there a person believed to say he had planted truma intentionally, thereby allowing him to leave it growing? Ramele, im kishayu makirun loy kol hamenu v'im lav hapesh asu hapesh hehete. The answer is if others knew that he had planted truma, he's not believed. If not, he is believed because the mouth that prohibited is the mouth that permitted. I mean, since he could have remained silent rather than informing us that he had planted truma, then he's believed. Rabbi Binyamin bar Gidol boy, Zohar Trumas Kashinim, Zohar Trumas Chutz La'aretz. Rabbi Binyamin bar Gidol asked, are the growth of animal fodder that was truma or truma of Chutz La'aretz considered truma? Amalei, Gezerahi, Vein Gezer, Gezer. The answer is that it itself is a decree, and we don't make a decree to protect a decree. Hada'ama shekadusha chala alea kushu mechuba. Hada'ama hifrish mipeirosh lehevyu shlish lekidri. Since the Mishnah taught that if it had already grown a third, he must leave it even if he had planted it intentionally, this shows that the sanctity falls upon it when it's still attached. Also, if one separates truma from produce that didn't yet grow a third, it's not effective. V'meizid yufach, the Gemara asked, well, the Mishnah taught that in the case of flax, if it was intentional, he must uproot it. Why is it different from regular truma? Konsa boichul yehane bekisamim. The answer is that since the main benefit of flax is from the stalks, which are cholin, there was concern that a person might plant the flax for its stalks. Rav Yosi boy, hifrish omrim shaloi v'nischalfaloi afilu kein ani yisov ani kayhanim malaktim. Rav Yosi asked, well, if a person separated his sheaves as truma and they became mixed with sheaves of leket, is it permitted even for poor Yisraelim to gather, or is it prohibited lest they eat it from themselves? And the Gemara leaves this question unanswered. Tana ishtoi shel ha-ma'oretz teichenes im ishtoi shel ha-chaver bezman shehi tmeya, aber bezman shehi tahira, loi titroin shehi mechazekes alzma tahira memena. Tosefta says that the wife of an ha-ma'oretz may help the wife of a chaver grind produce when she is tmeya, as she will know to be careful from making the chaver's wife produce tummy. But when she thinks she is tahira, she shouldn't help, as she will not be careful because she wrongly assumes herself to be tahira. Ukadivri will be tarfen afle bezman shehi tmeya, loi titroin shehi matishkach v'titen l'shech pia. And according to Rabbi Taufan of our Mishnah, who said that only poor Kahanim should collect lest the poor of the Yisraelim accidentally put some in their mouths, even when she's Tameh she shouldn't help lest she forget and eat from it. Keni masnisa im kein la yilaktu ela kahanim tahirim, we should say. Rabbi Kiva's intent in the Mishnah is that only Kahanim, the Tahirim, may eat. Keni Masnitha Chayevus and Matrumois, Rav Ma'aser V'Ma'aseroni, and the Mishnah's intent is that when it taught that the growth from Truma seeds are obligated in Maisa and Maiseroni, it's also obligated in Truma. Litra Bitsalim Shal Ma'aser Rishon Shenata Hari Bar Ese Litoin Hari Elu Chayavus Ma'aseroi V'Oisei Ma'aser Rishon Shelahen Shumafresh Al Trumas Ma'aser V'Alma Shenata. The Sefer says that if a litra of Ma'aser Rishon onions that had not had their Trumas Ma'aser separated were planted, and a further 9 litra grew, totaling 10 litra. Since the original litra returned to its state of teva when he planted it, he must separate Trumas and Ma'aser, and he must separate Trumas Ma'aser from both the Ma'aser Rishon of the original and the 9 new litra. Litra B'Salam Shal Ma'aser Sheni, Shenata V'Harei Bar Ese Litrin, Chayevus Ma'asers, V'Choyze Poyde Es Ma'aser Sheni, Shenata. If a litra of Ma'aser Sheni onions were planted and a further 9 grew, totaling 10 litra, they are obligated in Ma'asers, but the growth may be eaten outside of Yerushalayim since they are not Ma'aser Sheni, and he must redeem the Ma'aser Sheni that he planted.